Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 79. The Bible verses are Luke chapter 19, verses 3 and 4. And they read, "He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way." And that was Luke 19, 3 and 4. And it is called Going to Any Length. I think about how I have learned so much about working for the Lord from what I learned about working for my abstinence when I was a churchgoer, but I was not a born again believer when I came into food recovery. I didn't even know the difference. I didn't know the difference between religion and relationship. That was not even in my vocabulary even to know. But I learned from some people how to stay abstinent. And at that time, that was, and I would say it sometimes. I would say it all the time at the meeting. Abstinence is the most important thing in my life without exception. No. Oh, even for me to tell you about it, it kind of embarrasses me that I believed that. That's not true. Absolutely. I can't even twist it around to make it true. That most important is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. He is God who came down from heaven and gave his life so that I would not perish in hell, you know, forever. He did that for me, and he did that, you know, when I was a mess, he came down, and he left people who, through their life, I could see that what they talked about was true, and I came to believe in him and gave my heart to Jesus. And I can't tell you how grateful I am. But before all that happened, I thought that being abstinent was the most important thing in my life without exception. And I learned some skills. I'm not turning back. I'm grateful I learned skills. But this is what the Bible tells me. I learned this again in James this week. James 4:7. It says, you know, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Just because I was abstinent didn't mean that the devil, I had armor against the devil, because I didn't. And in fact, at that point, I was pretty much like the world. You know, I don't know if there's anything. Maybe the devil is made up anyway. And I don't need to say anything about the devil. You know, I just need to, you know, work my program and I will be, you know, abstinent. No, let me tell you, this is a spiritual war we're involved in. And our particular, you know, malady is the food. But let me tell you, that evil one has many other ways that he can get at us. This is why we need the Lord. We need him. And we need to understand. We need to be his and be behind him. And this is not a one and done, meaning a one and done in my mind. It is one and done. If I have sincerely come to the Lord, I am going to heaven. My name is written in heaven. But as far as my life here on earth, whether it's day by day going to be a day of misery, you know, or a day of standing firm and strong in the Lord, is a matter of me submitting in my conscious life who I am in the Lord. When I submit to the Lord. I am willing to do the things that I need to do in order to stay out of those sinkholes. You know, like I said, the sinkhole can be the food. It can be depression. It can be thinking that money is going to solve something. It can be hatefulness. It can be self-pity. No, that's not why God saved me. He saved me to be his ambassador. And he saved me to be one who was full of the joy of the Lord, because it makes me strong. I don't want to be weak and maudlin. And yes, I am willing to go to any length today to keep that identity before me, to keep remembering who I am in him. I want to grow in my faith. I do. And I want to remember that I am no longer seeking the approval of people. Because if the approval of people takes a higher precedence than serving the Lord, I'm not serving the Lord. I'm not doing it. I mean, it's not happening. Okay? God has to be the most important one in my life, the most important goal in my life at all times, if I want to live an upright life where I am standing strong in him. And I do, because I tell you, I don't know any better way to live. I don't know any better way to live. And so my encouragement to you is to love the Lord with all your heart, your might, and your strength. Love him in that way. And when you find your peace being shaken, go back to your commitment to love him as number one in your life and keep him number one. And he will show you a way out of any kind of temptation you're going through. And you will resist that devil. But he wants you to know that on this side of heaven, that devil can be quite persistent. But just submit to God and do those things that he tells you. Resist the devil. That devil will flee. But let me pray. Father, thank you for the salvation that you have given to me. And I thank you, Lord, for this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.